Okay, the Mishnah says that after 30 days, if she claims that she didn't have bia, and he claims he did, then we believe him, and we ask him to give her a chalitza, because she can't get married without chalitza, because she says that she needs chalitza. Till 30 days, we believe her, and we force him to give chalitza. So Mar says, why do you force him to give chalitza? Force him to give bia. So Mar says, talking where she has a get already. So now the Gemara asks on that. Meisei. Talking where she already has a get, then this brisa is difficult. Yivama sha'omer b'sof shloshim yom. Lo nivalti. Bein shehu omer ba'alti. Bein shehu omer lo ba'alti. If she claims that he didn't live with her after he took her supposedly as a yavama, but he never actually lived with her, so it's within 30 days, and she says she wasn't lived with, and they didn't have relations, no matter what he says, makes no difference. We're on Kufiyud Beis Amud Aleph at the top. So Kofin also Shiachutzla. So we force him to give her chalitza because we believe her. La'acher Shloshim Yom Mevakshim Hinenu Shiachutzla. Right? After 30 days, we don't force him because we assume that he did live with her and she's not telling the truth and he's telling the truth. But we ask him, do her a favor. He omeris nivalti, for who omer lo bo'alti? If she says, I was nival, right? And he says, I didn't have relations, okay? This is talking about after Shloshim Yom, right? So then, hareza yotzi beget. Then he has to give her, what's it called, we believe her, that she was nivalt after 30 days, and what's it called, he gives her a get, and doesn't need chalitza. Hu omer ba'alti, v'hi omer shlo nivalti, right? He says, I was boel, and she says, I wasn't. Afa pisha chosiv omer lo ba'alti, even if he retracts and says, you're right, I didn't have relations with you, and it's after 30 days, tzricha get v'chalitza. Then she needs what's it called, get and chalitza. Okay, so okay. So what's it called? What do you mean, get the chalitza? It's mashmal that she doesn't have a get yet. So we said it's talking in a case that's kofin. Also, what's it called? In the case is where he gave her a get already. Then we're kofin the chalitza. If he wouldn't have given her a get, we forced him to have yibum. So here's mashma that he didn't give her a get yet, because it's a similar case to all the ones before. She didn't have a get, because if she had a get already, why she need a get for chalitza? She just needs chalitza in addition to the get. That's what it means. In addition to the get that he gave her, she also needs chalitza. Ravashi Omar, hasum get lezikaso, hacha get lebiyaso. Now, originally he gave her a get that took away the zika. Now he can only do chalitza. But now, what's it called? Now that he claims that he did live with her, now he needs a real get, what's it called, to get rid of the new marriage that he had. So you need another get. The first get only passeled her for Yibum. The second get now is going to matter her to the world. Rashi. Kishigita yotze, shenosin la get. That he gave her a get, a complete get. We'll see in the end that the Ravashi Elzonar was only a partial get. He omeris nivalti la'achr shloshim koi. It's talking about after 30 days. Yotzi beget imbola hotziya daya beget. She's believed, and what's it called? And all that she needs is a get. She doesn't need chalitza. The kulehai lo mokim. Right, because after 30 days, we assume that he for sure had relations, no matter what he says. And if she says they had relations, we believe her. Tzricha get lebiyaso mishum da'omer ba'alti ulachar shloshim yom ihu mehemet. Since he said he was boil, he needs a get. She's his full-fledged wife. That he gave her a get before was only for the zika. Didn't really help, right? Because she was still a yavama. It only helped to passel her from yibum, and now that she needed chalitza. But now that he actually lived with her, now she needs a get to be matter her to the world. So she needs another get. The chalitza, mishum dehi shavos l'nafshe chatil. She says that she didn't have relations. She's still a yavama. So she holds that she still needs chalitza. So she's not going to be able to get married because shavya nafshe, right, until she has chalitza. But we can't force him to give her chalitza because he claims that he lived with her and we believe him. So we ask him, "Medikomer tzricha get Michlal de ain lo get paskinan. Talking where there's no get. The amai ktani reisha kofin lachlos nichninu liyavim. If he doesn't have a get, why do we force him to give chalitza? Force him to be miyavim. Om Rabami la olam b'shigita miyavim. As long as she has a get. V'hachi kamer tzricha chalitza im gita. Not that she needs a new get. She has a get. She need, but she needs chalitza in addition to the get. The apple be the ktani amavachshim koi. Right, even though it's going on the case where we ask him nicely to give her chalitza, v'hachi kamer apple pi shechazer v'omer lo lo baal. Even though he claims in the end he retracts and said I didn't have relations, the ikla meimer kofin. Right, then we would say force him to give chalitza. Ha'elu moda filu hachi ein kofin. We don't force him. El tzricha chalitza. V'ilo boy lemichlets lo kafinan. Kesamchinan adibure kamor ho la'achr shloshim yomo. Since he originally said I did have bia, and it's after 30 days, we don't believe his retraction. We believe what he originally said, and therefore we can't force him to give chalitza because we believe him, and therefore she's a full fledged yavama who's married who needs only a get. But we ask him, do her a favor, because she claims that you didn't have relations. Fee her, she can't get married without chalitza. Rav Ashi Omar, la olam tzricha get acher levad get harishon. He gave her a get when she was a Yavama. So that took care of the Zika. But that only passes her from Yibum. It doesn't, it's not really matter her to the world because she didn't give it to her when she was his wife. So now she needs another get. The Hashem get li Zikosov and Ifselis Olav, Lefichach lo nachbin and liyabim. The Kivan da Omar ba'alti tzricha get li biyoso. The HB achar get. Because even after the get, there's the bia has an effect, and now she needs a get from the fact that she's his wife. The hashda mistabra afapi diktani the hachikomer afapi shechazar the omer lo baalti. Even though in the end he retracted and said I didn't have relations, the ikal amemer lo tiboy get elechalitza afilu hachiboy get. Now it's a chiddush. Now I might think that since he retracted, he doesn't have to give her a get. Kamash l'man, he has to give her a get. Hano shnei moldim the osla kamei the rava. Okay, a case came where two people were molded that what's it called that she didn't have bia, right? And in the beginning he claimed he did, and then he retracted. Okay, omer lahu rava chalutzu la v'sharu la tigra. Give her chalitza and finish up your business. Right, that's all you need is the chalitza. Rashi shnei moldim shelo nivala umikara omer baalti. Right. So they're what's it called? Since they're both in Moda now, that she didn't have bia, so she only needs chalitza. Omer le Rav Shravia le Rava v'hatanya tzricha get the chalitza. In such a case, it's after 30 days, and he originally said that he did have bia with her, right? So now she needs a get, even though he retracted. The halacha is she needs a get and chalitza, because since it's after 30 days we don't believe his retraction, so we believe what he said to begin with. So she needs a get, but she also needs chalitza, because she claims that, and now both of them claim that they didn't have bia, so you need both. Omer lei tanya, okay, I have harata. If it's there's such a brisa, then I retract what I said. She needs a get and chalitza. Bo minei hon bered Rav Nachman. Hon, that was the kid's name, Hon. Hon, the, what's it called, the son of Rav Nachman, asked Rav Nachman. Tzorasamal. In all these cases where we are not sure if we should believe or not believe, and she needs chalitza, what about the tzara? So where it says, Omer lei, the chimetnei shonu kofin mavakshim tiyasar tzara. Over here, really, we say that what's it called, that the bia was a bia, that after 30 days, but since we ask him to say chalitza, that's for her sake. But that doesn't ask her the tzara. She's not believed to ask her the tzara. And once there was yibum, the tzara is mutter. So therefore, the tzara doesn't need anything. She can get married without anything, because this woman is only believed legabe herself, not legabe to ask her the tzara, that she didn't have bia. Tzorosa mahu rash hon, kach shmo. Tzorasa mahu yivama shekonsa hayavam v'niftara tzorasa. If he had bia with her, then the tzara is potter, right? The amra yivama la'achar zman lo nivalti mahu leyosu tzorasa v'negibura shelzu. And afterwards she said I didn't have bia, so now the tzara is still zakuk, right? So do we ask her the tzara or not? Does the tzara now need chalitza? Right? Shemar says no. Neisha anu kofim v'achshim v'tzorcha She's believing Gabi herself, but not as if it has any implication for the Tzara. Right, even Rashi, even within 30 days. Right, he claims that he was boiled, and she not. Even though we believe her only the Gabi herself, but not to Asa the Tzara, because as a Chazaka, a person immediately has Bia. So even within 30 days, it's only a problem for her, but not a problem for the Tzara. Okay, I know Deris Hanoah, it's non Hossam. Right, in the beginning, right, they originally said that if three women have these tainas, three different tainas, then we force him to divorce her and she gets her ksuba. She's not at fault. What is it? She's an Ashes Kohen and she says I was raped. It's not her fault. So she gets her ksuba, but she has to divorce her. So we believe her. Originally. Hashamayim beini leveinecha, or the way Rashi learns is he can't live with me, right? He doesn't have relations with me. Nobody can know that. She says only God knows that he doesn't have relations with me. So we force him to divorce her because she can't live like that, and she gets her ksuba. It's not her fault. Tosfos says that it's talking sheinu yorek hachei. He does have relations, but he really can't. He can't produce children. She wants children. And she says, "I know that he's not functioning properly." Netulani min ayehudim, and she said, "What's it called?" Third case is where she made a nether that I won't have relations with any human being, any Jew. Okay, and obviously having relations is painful to her, so she asks herself to all men, not just him. So therefore, she can't live like a normal woman. She can't be married. So we force him to divorce her, and she gets her ksuba. It's not her fault; she's sick or something. Chazru lomar shelo tehei ishin osenes einer ba'achr mekalkelos al baila. Then they saw that women were using these excuses to force their husbands to divorce them, and because they wanted to marry somebody else. So Ella, so they changed the policy, and Ella ha'omeres tmei ani loch tovi ra'el l'dvorel. If she's an Ashes Kohen who claims that she was raped, she has to bring a proof. If she claims that he can't live with her, or he can't live properly with her, right? So then, yasu derech bakasha. There's a few different pshatim. One is let's make a party and reconcile them, and or daven for him that he should feel better, that he should get better, or yasu derech bakasha. She shouldn't force him to divorce her. We should ask him. You know, if you know it's true, give her a get. If she says I make a nether that not going to have relations with anybody, then we're made for the nether legabi him, and he can live with her then. She's also to everybody else. Rashi. How meres tmei ani loch ish is kohen she'omer lebaila nenasti the itzra leha. The Gemara says in Nedarim it's talking about Ashes Kohen. It's not her fault, right? She's raped, and she's Ashes Israel. She's not also to her husband. She's raped. Nobody, only God knows. You can't live with me like the normal people do. She made a nether not to have relations with any Jew. Right? If it would just be she wanted to get rid of this guy, she would have made a nether just about him. The fact that she asked herself to everybody means that she just can't live with a man. And what's going to help the last case? She'll go to a place where nobody knows her, and you don't know about her nether, and she'll get married. Tovi ra'elit vorel v'imlav lo kol kamina da'aser nafshale. And if she can't bring a ra'im, we don't believe her. That to answer her on him, because she claims she was raped, and she's an Ashes Kohen. Yasu derech bakasha lebal isnaig ba minig yafa. We ask the husband, you know, shalom bayis, right? Be nice to her. What's it called? Live with her, whatever. Or if you can't, then divorce her. Okay, now the Gemara says, Iboyelahu, Natulanim and Ayahudim, Liyavim Mahu. When she said, I won't have relations with anybody, what about to the Yavim? Was that in her mind also, the Yavim or not? Mi Maski Adaita, Demayus Baila, Venofla Kame Yavim, Olo. Did she have in mind that maybe the husband would die and she got to go to the Yavim, or maybe that wasn't included in her Neder Bechlau? Omar Yavim Einu Kibal. No, the Yavim is not included. Shmuel Omar Yavim Hari Kibal. Rav said Yavim is not like the Baal, and Shmuel says he's like the Baal. Omar Abaya Kavosid the Rav Mistabra, Disnan Hanoteris Hanomi Yavoma, Bechai Baila, Kofin Ososhiachlos. If she made a nether not to have Hanoh from the Yavim when her husband was alive, so then we force him to be Cholets. Because she didn't mean him. She meant everybody. She didn't mean to absolve herself from Yibum. She wasn't thinking about Yibum. She just, didn't want to have anything to do with his brother-in-law. But the Im Issa Damascus Daita, right? And if it would be true that she had in mind that she doesn't want anything to do with this guy after Yibum, then Mevakshim Yiboyele. Because we said if she did it after the husband died, then we ask him to give chalitza, but otherwise he doesn't have to give her chalitza because she's to blame. She said that she's not allowed to have anything to do with it. But the halacha therefore the Mishnah is talking where she has children. That much we're not choshish that she thought her kids would die and her husband would die and that she'd have to go to Yibum. Then we say for sure she didn't mean the Yavam. Right, as you be Yibum, she wasn't thinking about that, and therefore, what's it called? We force him to give chalitza. Mar says, "Avo ein lo boni mai mevakshim." Right, but if she wouldn't have children, so she had in mind that maybe someday that the husband's going to die and she's not to go to the Yavam. She meant it as Yibum. Then we don't force him to give her chalitza because she's not a nice person. Why was she trying to exempt herself from Yibum or to ask for herself to Yibum? Then we don't force him to give chalitza. Then we'd only ask him. Why did the Mishnah have to say a case where she meant it, she said, I'm not going to ever have Yibum with this guy. Then we don't force him, we just ask him, why did it say that case? Tell me the case that even if she wasn't Mechavin, but she didn't have children, we were choshish she was Mechavin. When do we force him to give chalitza when she had children? So we say for sure she didn't have in mind Yibum. Aval ein lo bonim v'vachshim. Aval shmami no lo shno yesh lo bonim. Lo shno ein lo bonim. Kofin also kerab shmami no. Doesn't make a difference. By the Yavam, we always say that what's it called? That he's not included, and we force him to give chalitza. Rashim v'vachshim. No, back there. Liyavim mahu mi asira liyavim they neder zesh and nader v'chay bala olo. Is she asir to the yavim or not? That's how Rashi learns. Tosus learns that it's not what's it called the shaila whether she's asir or mutter to the yavim with the nether. About it, the nether was on what's it called on the yavim too. She said kol ayehudim, he's included, right? Tosus says that. What was her kavana? Not is the Yavam included in the neder? Of course he is, but was her kavana to ask herself to the Yavam? Right, she had that in mind. Then we only ask him to give chalitza, or did she have in mind the Yavam too? Then we only ask her. If she didn't have in mind the Yavam, right, then we force him to give chalitza. So Rashi learns the shaila is she in fact also to the Yavam? Tosa says she's not also to the Yavam. Shaila is, did she have that in mind or not? Now Venofa Kami Yavam, so what in me Maiska Daita Mi Asir Liyov Nation Nether Zesh and Nodra Bachai Bailolo, is she also to the Yavam or not? She have in mind. Mi Maska Daita the Mais Baila below Bonim, Venofla Kame Yavam, Venodra Nomi Adaita Dide. Did she have him in mind also? She's included in the Isser. Ubalo Mefer the Hafer El Lechelko. The Baal was only made for his part, but not the part that includes the Yavam. The Yavam Nami lo Matzi Mefer, so now let the Yavam be Mefer, because he can be Mefer in the Darim now. No, he can't do that. Shafilu Baali Mefer Bekodni. Right? Even a Baal can't be Mefer in the Darim that were made before they got married. The Asuralo. Olo Askadaite, Velo Nodrazu, Shalo Lesser Asma, Komishimuteris, Lo Aide Gerushe Baal. She didn't have in mind to asser herself only on people who will be mutter to her after her husband dies. She only said that it's not you, right? It's not you, because I don't want to live with anybody. Right? But on the Yavam who's going to be also, even if he divorces her, that she didn't have a mind for him. And therefore she's mutter to the Yavam if he dies without children. Eino kebal, she had tzorech lohafer kebal, that daiti the baal nadra, the tzorech lohafer, aval the yavam uteris below afar. Rav says that she's mutter to the yavam. She never had in mind the yavam because she only had in mind people who would be mutter after gerushin, not him. Nivakshin mi bayaledi, kolameimer lohachi yechavna. Right, that we only ask him to give chalitza because we have afraid that maybe she meant him. It's only in a case where she had children that she surely wasn't thinking about the yavam. Okay. Hadron lech b'shamay, hadron lech b'shamay, hadron lech b'shamay.